This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to watch us live, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us on YouTube there, and or go to Before It's News. You can watch us on their front page as well. Outside of that, friends, if you want to call in at any time, please do. We have much to cover. I'm going to play a lot of audio for you during this up-and-coming hour. That number is 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We have the mind of Christ here because we understand the foundations of this country, how it's based on the Mosaic Institution called common law, God's moral law. Who fulfilled that law? Jesus Christ did. Romans 3:31. Read it when you get a moment. Friends, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same things over and over and over the same exact way and expecting different results. What's the definition of insanity? Decade after decade after decade after decade of wars, listening to politicians lie to provoke the war, to sell the war to the people that they mean to sick on their political opposition, only to find out after the administration is done lying and using the blood of innocent boys to fight their unconstitutional wars, well, they tell the truth in their confusion. What's the definition of insanity, America? Is that like a definition that only applies to generations past and decades past? Or does it apply to today? Because over the last couple of days, friends, I've been sharing with you that ever since I can remember, there has been war after war after war after war, and I named them for you. You know, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 11:9, friends, that, and the Lord said unto me, this is Jeremiah, the Lord speaking to, who went to a country who refused to repent, namely Jerusalem, unto his own people. A conspiracy has been found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. We know from Scripture, friends, that conspiracies are always controlled from within. They control conspiracies from within, just so you understand. During the time of conspiracy, what takes place? Read Jeremiah 5:31. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so, and what will you do in the end thereof, the Lord asks. What are you going to do? You have an administration today attacking Iran, which was a pre-planned war. I'm going to play that audio for you in just a couple of minutes. Only to find out that you have governors in the United States of America that call themselves the good guys, you know, under the guise of Republican, right? That want to open the floodgates to more Middle Easterns to come into the United States of America, and at the same time simultaneously trying to disarm you of your right to bear arms. This is all happening right now. Interestingly enough, what was passed yesterday, too, friends, was the USMCA, getting rid of NAFTA, giving power over to the United Nations to what? To have control here in the United States of America. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. You know, Paul Warburg long, long ago said, we will have a world government. Whether you like it or not, the only question is whether the government will be achieved by conquest or consent. Well, you can see Trump worshipers today are giving Donald Trump all of their approbation and approval through consent for a new world order. They just don't realize that this administration, what he says and what he does, are in fact, again, two different stories. That's what's happening here in America today. Here, let me just start it out this way. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to something called Operation Northwoods. In the 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba to oust Fidel Castro from power. The way that they wanted to do this was through plans that included committing acts of terrorism in the United States of America. This is your American military leaders. Operation Northwoods. The plans included committing acts of terrorism in the United States of America, killing innocent people and U.S. soldiers, blowing up U.S. ships, assassinating Cubans, sinking boats of Cuban refugees, and hijacking planes. This is the American military through Operation Northwoods concerning their plans as to how to take control and out of chaos that they create to bring in a new order. They wanted to blow up U.S. ships. They wanted to sink boats of Cuban refugees. Why? To move the emotions of the people to respond in the direction that corruption, namely the American military leaders, wanted to lead them. Okay? They wanted to hijack planes. The plans were all approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but were reportedly rejected by the civilian leadership, then kept a secret for nearly 40 years. Well, we know this to be a fact. I mean, this is not craziness. I don't know what is then. The way that the American people are taken with what's going on concerning backing this administration, concerning the attacks against Iran, and I'm not saying that Iran is innocent, but it's a third world country and we have no business being there in the first place. Number one. But they always sell it to us as they're a threat to the American people. That's how they always sell it. They're monsters that need to be dealt with, and the American people drink the Kool-Aid decade after decade after decade after decade, which I'm going to show you today. Out of chaos, they're going to create a new world order. Who's creating the chaos, and who's profiting from the wars? That's all you have to know. What of Gulf of Tonkin? Do you remember this one? The phantom attack on the United States military? On August 4th, 1964, President Lyndon Johnson, that warmonger, went on national television and told the nation that the North Vietnamese had attacked the United States in our ships. Repeated acts of violence is what he sold to you, America. Repeated acts of violence against armed forces of the United States must be met not only with alert defense, but with a positive reply. That reply is being given as during a speech from Johnson declared back on August 4th, 1964. What are we hearing today? Repeated acts of violence against armed forces. What are we hearing today, America? The same exact selling point. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to YouTube, Bradley Dean. You can watch us live right now, or you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com to watch us live, and or go over to that would be ForbesNews.com. Thank you again to my friend Michael Roach over there for your trust. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, I'm begging for people to counter what I'm sharing with you right now. I'm begging for people, because I noticed that people that oppose this message are only willing to leave it on a text, a Facebook message, a tweet, or an email, but they're so unsure of where they stand that they want to go ahead and just do it that way or give me a thumbs down rather than to call in and confront me for my misinformation. Well, the good thing about this show is I'm not ever giving you my opinion. But if you want my opinion, I'll give you my opinion. My opinion is, let's stick to the Word of God and the Constitution, friends. It's always safe there, right? It's always sound there. Sound means without error. It's a good place to be. The Bible says that we are to be with sound speech without errors, okay? What I want to do here is I want you to listen to this concerning the Gulf of Tonkin. Because on August 4th, 1964, President Lyndon Johnson sold to the American people repeated acts of violence against armed forces of the United States, and how it must be met not only with the alert defense, but with a positive reply. That reply is being given as a speech tonight, we were told, in 1964. These were his selling points, okay? Congress soon passed the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, which provided Johnson with a pre-approved, just like what's going on here today, a pre-approved authority to conduct military operations against the North Vietnam. Okay? By 1969, more than 500,000 troops were fighting in Southeast Asia. By the way, right before Kennedy was assassinated, keep in mind he was going to put the kibosh on the Vietnam War, which made $2 trillion, by the way, for the military-industrial complex, in which we were warned of on January 17th, 1961, by President Eisenhower. But just forget about that. okay? But do keep in mind, when Johnson became the president, 2 weeks before Kennedy was assassinated, he told Lady Bird, who wrote in her book, you can watch her say this, as well as his mistress saying this on video today, that Johnson said 2 weeks before the assassination of John F. Kennedy, he said that that SOB will never embarrass me again. 2 days after he became the president, after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, he reversed the orders. Okay? And now we know what happened with John F. Kennedy. Again, going back to Scripture, it tells us over and over and over again, 10 times in Scripture, namely in 2 Kings, friends, that there's conspiracies. And again, they always happen within so they can control this conspiracy. Also read Jeremiah 11:9. So he sold it to the American people in 1964 through repeated acts of violence against the armed forces of the United States of America. They said that we were under attack by the Vietnamese. Johnson and his Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, had bamboozled Congress and the American people. In fact, North Vietnam had not attacked the USS Maddox, as the Pentagon claimed, and the unequivocal proof of an unprovoked second attack against the United States warship was a ruse. Okay? This is history. We know this is a fact. Matter of fact, why don't we just go ahead and play Mr. Robert McNamara, the Secretary of Defense, who helped bamboozle, friends, the Congress during the 1960s to create the war in Vietnam. Listen carefully.
Second, the destroyer Maddox reported it was attacked by a North Vietnamese patrol boat. It was an act of aggression against us. We were in international waters. I sent officials from the Defense Department out, and we recovered pieces of North Vietnamese shells that were clearly identified as North Vietnamese shells from the deck of the Maddox. So there's no question in my mind that it occurred. But in any event, we didn't respond.
That's how it was sold to you.
The Maddox and the Turner Joy, two destroyers, reported they were attacked.
Where are these torpedoes coming from? Well, we don't know. Presumably from these unidentified craft.
There were sonar soundings. Torpedoes had been detected. Other indications of attack from patrol boats. We spent about 10 hours that day trying to find out what in the hell had happened. At one point, the commander of the ship said, we're not certain of the attack. Another point, they said, yes, we're absolutely positive. And then finally, late in the day, Admiral Sharp said, yes, we're certain it happened. So I reported this to Johnson, and as a result, there were bombing attacks on targets in North Vietnam.
That's how it was sold to you. Now listen carefully.
Johnson said, we may have to escalate. I'm not going to do it without congressional authority. And he put forward a resolution, the language of which gave complete authority to the president to take the nation to war.
Exactly.
The Tonkin Gulf Resolution.
It's called usurpation.
Now, let me go back to the August 4th attack.
This is Robert McNamara.
Well, there apparently been at least 9 torpedoes in the water. All missed.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Wait a minute. I'm not so sure about this number of engaged.
Right.
We'd have to check it out here.
Secretary of Defense.
He said many of the reported contacts and torpedoes fired appear doubtful. Freak weather effects on radar and overeager sonarmen may have accounted for many reports.
Okay, well, I'll tell Mr. McNamara this.
That's the best I can give you, Dave. Sorry. It does appear now that a lot of these torpedo attacks were from the sonarmen, you see. And they get keyed up to things like this. Everything they hear on the sonar is a torpedo.
You're pretty sure there was a torpedo attack, then?
Oh, no doubt about that, I think. No doubt about that.
No, it was just confusion. And events afterwards showed that our judgment that we'd been attacked that day was wrong.
Oh, it was wrong. Oh, wow.
It didn't happen.
Oh, it didn't happen. 58,000 men fought in Vietnam, only to find out after 58,000 men fought, bled, and died through a created war by the American government, only to say, oops, it was our fault. Bad judgment call. And it happens over and over and over and over again, and the American people still stand back, and they get behind their favorite politician as they lead him into war to make more money for the military-industrial complex, and they still haven't learned their lesson, even when it's their sons and their daughters. Even when it's their sons and their daughters. Foolish, foolish, foolish Americans. My cousin was killed in that war, friends. Charles isn't here today because of the mistakes that the American people made, allowing Congress to give approval to a war criminal named President Johnson to go ahead and send their boys 500,000 troops to go fight an enemy that never did a thing to we the people in the United States of America. They lied to you, America. And they all the well know that they lied to you with a bold-faced lie. And it's how they sold it to you, America. They teed it up and they set the people off. I mean, if it wasn't for the American people to figure out what was going on, it's interesting how through the draft lottery, everybody else's kid was supposed to go. But those in Congress or representation in any capacity in government, all of a sudden their sons and their daughters, their numbers were pulled up in the draft lottery. All of a sudden they didn't have to go. All of a sudden, it's time to stop the war now. Too many dead kids. Too many dead kids, America. Robert McNamara, defense secretary, under criminal, war criminal, President Johnson, who lied to the American people, admitted that it never happened. Right? Well, there's one for you. Let's go fast forward really quick. Let's go to Iraq. How about that one? I think that's a good one, because you remember when General Wesley Clark told the American people that Iran was one of those pre-planned wars that they were going to get. Lastly, is what he said. Here, let me just give you the exact quote so I'm not misconstrued. Or there's no question as to what I am saying here in any sense of the word. When General Wesley Clark stated, friends, listen carefully, we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and we're going to finish off with Iran. Wow. So we had a war of Iraq. Remember after September 11th, Wesley Clark said they came back to me because they didn't know who to attack, because they know that there was no connection between September 11th, right, and the two towers dropping, and that of Iraq, which, by the way, Rumsfeld set up until they didn't need him any longer, friends. I'm going to play that audio for you. Then I'm going to go to Iraq. And then I'm going to show you how George Bush W. sold the Iraqi war to you, and then how he admitted it never happened.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Members of Congress are taking part in briefings regarding the intelligence that led to the decision to kill terrorist Qassem Soleimani. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger from Illinois sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He was in one of those briefings, and he tells Fox News,
"Yeah, listen, in 10 years of being here, it was the most revealing classified brief I think we've had in a large setting like that in terms of what they revealed. What's amazing to me, actually one of my biggest annoyances is as the Democrats came up to talk about it, they just couldn't take yes or no, whatever it is, for an answer."
President Trump also confirms no Americans were harmed after Iran fired more than a dozen missiles at two Iraqi military bases that host U.S. forces, and alcohol-related deaths have doubled over the past two decades. Most of the deaths were from middle-aged men, but experts say women are starting to close the gap. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933, talking about Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Iran, all pre-planned wars. Period. Okay? How people get caught up in the same cycle decade after decade after decade after decade blows me away. Hey, oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, too, how they keep pushing this warmongering, this propaganda, and justifying what they just did, allegedly, over there in Iran. Keep in mind Donald Trump now, right? The impotent, right? The biggest weakling known to mankind. He's on doing a press release now talking about how this was President Barack Hussein Obama's problem. And it's his fault because he gave billions to the Iranians. Hey, friends, that's called treason. Article 3, Section 3. Why isn't the commander-in-chief faithfully executed the laws against this criminal for his crimes of treason against we the people? Nope, because the American people have systematically been desensitized to accept the fact that this guy does nothing more than slam his created political opposition and he leaves it there. Folks, that's the very recipe to destroy any country. Leave off justice. And that's exactly why this country's in trouble today. We got Joni calling from Georgia. I seen that you were just on there. Forgive me, Joni, but welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
You're welcome. What say you?
All right. This is the new shiny. This is the new shiny. Impeachment is tanking. The Democrats are losing face. Americans are saying, yeah, we're
Can I ask you a question, Joni? Can I ask you a question,
sure.
Joni? Let me get a question.
Yes.
Can you show me in the Constitution where there's a Democratic Party, please?
There isn't really.
There isn't one.
There's no
That's
parties.
Right.
We're not supposed to have any parties. In fact,
That's right.
Our whole election system right now is unconstitutional. because the parties are controlling it when they have right to. So are the states. That's just the bottom line. Bottom line,
just wanted to make
there
sure.
is no party. Yep. No, I know that.
Okay.
I know that. So, but everybody's wanting to save face. And what they're doing is they're getting the Americans to focus on this new shiny, ooh, Iran's the bad guy, Iran's the bad guy. We mean it's really our own government that's the bad guy. They're the ones that are limiting our freedom. They're trying to take guns, red flag laws, all this kind of stuff. They are the ones that are doing all of this, but yet they got to get us focused on this new shiny, this new bad, in order
that's
that
right.
they can justify taking away more of our liberties and freedoms in the name of the boogeyman. We
got to
have a new boogeyman, and that's exactly what's going on here. That's all it is.
Yep. And people, I believe, are slowly waking up, but I hope it's not to the point where it's too late, Joni, because the fact of the matter is the American people, as a matter of fact, let me say it this way, it's the older generation that are staunch. They have a whore's forehead, as it tells us in Scripture, because they refuse to correct themselves every step of the way. They have taught their children well as to how to fall in line with them, making them twice as much the sons and daughters of hell to go ahead and follow their favorite politician rather than Jesus Christ. And that's why we're in trouble right then and there. And I totally appreciate your phone call. I always do, folks. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what I want to do now is I want to jump over for the sake of time. I have to speed this up just a little bit. No disrespect, my friend Joni from Georgia. But I want you to listen carefully, friends. Okay, thank you. I totally appreciate it. I wanted to say and add to this some audio that I'm going to play for you right now concerning, again, General Wesley Clark, who said that these wars are pre-planned over 18 years ago. I want to play this really quick, and I have several audios that I have to play before the end of the show, so I need to hold my wind for a moment and let my son play this out for you. Go for it, Sam.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No." He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know."
Listen carefully.
He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do."
They don't know what else to do.
So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to al-Qaeda?" He said, no. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail."
Exactly.
So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off."
Okay, and then finishing off with Iran, okay?
Iran.
That's right. He finished off with Iran. I want you to listen to Daddy Bush so I can set this up for his son, George W. Bush. Listen to what Daddy Bush said over 202 times, 212 times from the presidential bully puppet. I want you to listen to this. This is 4 different speeches of Daddy Bush. It's 4 different speeches in a little bit of a conglomeration. And put it together, friends, quickly so you can hear. Listen carefully. Go ahead and play that song.
"Out of these troubled times, our 5th objective, a new world order, can emerge."
How is it going to emerge?
"Freer from the threat of terror, stronger in the pursuit of justice, and more secure in the quest for peace."
Yep, their version.
"An era in which the nations of the world, East and West, North and South, can prosper and live in harmony. 100 generations have searched for this elusive path to peace, while 1,000 wars raged across the span of human endeavor. And today that new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one we've known. A world where the rule of law supplants the rule of the jungle.
Their version of law.
A world in which nations recognize the shared responsibility for freedom and justice.
There's three more, listen.
A world where the strong respect the rights of the weak.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order. An order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
The UN
what
founders.
Is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind, peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law. Such is a world worthy of our struggle and worthy of our children's future.
One more.
Now we can see a new world coming into view.
Yep. Through war.
In which
through
there
war.
Is a very real prospect of a new world order.
Through war.
In the words of Winston Churchill, a world order in which the principles of justice and fair play protect the weak against the strong. A world where the United Nations, freed from Cold War stalemate, is poised to fulfill the historic vision of its founders.
Yep. So, do you think for one moment, friends, that this has all stopped? It's interesting because it hasn't. Don't forget that the UN was his reference of power. He kept talking about the UN's founders, and the laws of the UN is what he's referring to, friends. That was created out of war, and don't forget that under Woodrow Wilson, under World War I, under the League of Nations, that war failed to bring it about. So they had to create another war, and so they did, friends. And out of World War II came the United Nations. Now what do we see today? We see the administration today handing power over to the United Nations. We see that. We see a United Nations presence on the soil in which we call our homeland. We see that they have their vehicles on our homeland. We see that we have disarmament officers in New York. We see that governors want to open the floodgates to illegals, Middle Easterns, into America as they attack Muslim nations. What do you think they're doing, friends? They're inciting war is what they're doing all the way around. America, don't forget what George Soros said. You're the great obstacle to the New World Order. Okay? Just so you know, let me go to George W. Bush concerning Iraq. Remember what Wesley Clark said. I was thinking of the preacher. Remember what General Wesley Clark said. They didn't know who to attack. How did George Bush Jr. sell it to the American people? Listen to this.
I take the threat very seriously. I take the fact that he develops
same thing as Johnson
instruction very seriously. I remember the fact that he has invaded two countries before.
Who put him up?
I know for a fact.
Rumsfeld, the CIA.
He doesn't believe in
who is the former head of the CIA? Daddy Bush.
He doesn't believe in public
connections are incredible.
I look forward to a dialogue.
He's trying to sell it to the American people, and he's selling it to the American people the same exact way Johnson sold it to you, the same way every president sells war to you, friends. Okay? They're a threat. They're monsters that need to be dealt with. Okay? Well, that's how we sold it to you. But what happened after Iraqi, after they made $34.5 billion, Cheney and the criminal administration, which are international war criminals, this is common knowledge, friends, Rumsfeld, George Bush Jr., and the likes of many others, Cheney, the list goes on, friends. But what happened after 4,000 American boys fought in Iraq, and they died doing so? Well, Bush said it was an accident, sorry.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Get off their talking points, friends. You're being lied to. We're talking about Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Iran. They're all pre-planned wars, as we just heard again from General Wesley Clark. I have to make reference, friends. Men need to be told things twice. In America, they need to be told 1,000 times. This is why I'm replaying them, America. Because America wants to pretend and play along with these warmongers and act like this is really happening today. It was a pre-planned war, period. Got it? I'm glad. Oh, Bradley, you're just too abrupt. I'll tell you what, you better start getting abrupt as to what's going on and a little bit more rough in your conduct, friends, a little bit more radical. Because if you don't, you're going to find out what your enemies are willing to do to you. And you're going to look at me like I'm some little genteel standing on the side petting you on the back of the head. You better quit pretending with these criminals, America, and instead of sitting down satisfied with the efforts that we have already made, namely what our forefathers have done and our veterans have done, which is the wish of our enemies to sit and do nothing, the necessity of the times more than ever calls for our utmost circumspection. Friends, it calls for deliberation, fortitude, and perseverance in identifying who our enemies are, friends. We are the ones that are under attack. Period. We are the ones that are under attack in this country. I was just talking about, I just played the audio as to how George Bush Jr. sold the war to you. He said he threw out their weapons of mass destruction. He sold the same thing to the American people, almost verbatim, friends, as to what Johnson did in the 60s. In every war ever since, friends, it's the same thing. We have to deal with some monster that they've created across the seas. And if we don't do it, I'll tell you what, then you're not a patriot, they say. Either you're with us or you're with us or you're with the terrorists, said George Bush, W. Bush, after September 11, 2001. Okay, so he sells it to you that we have to deal with Saddam, and most people didn't know that Rumsfeld and the CIA set up Saddam Hussein for the fall until a later date, and we've seen that outcome, friends. But it was interesting, he sold the war to the people saying that we got to deal with Saddam Hussein. We got to blame somebody for this. And remember what General Wesley Clark said, if there was no presence of oil there, we wouldn't have a military presence there in the first place. Friends, Iraq was about gold, oil, and drugs, the poppy seed, period. Same thing with Afghanistan. Cheney made $34.5 billion off the ignorance of the American people. This is what I wanted you to hear, okay? There were 4,424 total deaths in Iraq. Go to Arlington and you'll understand what I'm talking about. There was 31,952 wounded in action, okay? I want you to keep that in mind while you listen to this next piece, because this is where George W. Bush comes in and says, oh, I made a mistake. Go ahead, play that.
About how you fell to your stomach when you found out there were no weapons of mass destruction. Can you bring me to that moment? Did someone walk in and say, we stopped looking, they're not there?
No.
Was it? How did that happen?
It just kind of was it evolved. The fact that there wasn't weapons evolved. I mean, I was, you know, when we first got in there and started looking around and didn't find anything, you get that kind of sinking feeling that, oh, and then time went on, and then we got tips, you know, I'll never forget the tip that there was crates buried, you know, and then the Euphrates River, they sent, maybe these are them, and they sent
frogs. Listen how flippant he is about his friends.
And then, of course, George Tenet had the, you know, the inspectors go back in, or David Kay and Dolfer, and pretty well put the, was a period at the end of the sentence there. And, I felt terrible about it.
Oh, hey, well, friends, you know, at least he felt terrible about it. I hope all the American people standing behind this war, this unconstitutional, unjustifiable war, and this narcissist in office that's doing the biddings of his buddies in the military-industrial complex and the biddings of the bankers who control the wars and fund both sides, by the way, for those that didn't know. And they make billions and in some cases trillions of dollars, like that of Vietnam, off the foolishness and the ignorance of the American people. It was the best thing the hippies ever did in the 60s was to protest that war. It totally was. Because it wasn't a righteous war. There's a difference. People say, well, Bradley, are you anti-war? No, I'm in a warfare 24/7. Me and my family are being spent for the preservation of who we are in this country, one nation under God. Period. No, I'm not anti-war. I'm in war all the time, fighting against those that need to be fought against. Because there is no law found in the Constitution or the Word of God that gives any politician or any man or woman under heaven the right to violate God's moral law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. Not to do the wrong thing. And friends, if they are so righteous, then tell them to take their kids that are out there and playing, shaking the pom-poms around for their daddy all day long concerning Donald Trump. Why don't you have them go to war? No, friends, they're above that. Has anybody, by the way, ever taken the time to ask themselves the questions? How is it that Donald Trump and his family are famous? Well, it's like the Kardashians. The media did it. They've done absolutely nothing concerning paying the price to get where they're at today. The media has put him and his family in a positive light for 30 years in this country, teeing him up for exactly where he's at today. Has anybody ever taken the time to ask the question, what made Donald Trump such a favorite to the American people? What did he do? Someone answer me. Nobody can answer me. Why? Because he didn't do anything. It's the media. Folks, the CIA-controlled media that has put this guy up in the face of the people as the good guy. Only to get there and do, friends, what America was afraid of what the left would do. Donald's doing it. Haven't you figured it out yet? Okay, let's go on here. Let's go to the next one, okay? What about, remember what George Orwell said too about war? He said, the war is not meant to be won, it's meant to be continuous. Yes, because it's a moneymaker, right? Not for you and me, it's a moneymaker. For for them and their buddies. They're allied in a covenant of hell. They're allied in a covenant of death, Isaiah 28, verse 18. But rest assured, friends, it's going to be disannulled. Okay? The problem is the American people don't understand that they can stop it today rather than wait until everybody's dead first or their country's gone. Oh, my gosh. Remember when we were told that Afghanistan would only last for 6 months? 18 years ago? Friends, I got to tell you how people are just going along to get along. This is why Jesus Christ told us to beware of believing the doctrines of the Herodians, those in government. He told us to beware of the leaving of the Herodians, Mark 8:15. He told us to beware of it. Why? Because of what's going on today. Hey, friends, what is Afghanistan all about anyways? Well, what do they have there? They have opium. They have the poppy seed. Right? Remember how that was sold to us? It was sold to us that we would only be there for 6 months. Did you hear what I said? 18 years later, they're still sending your boys over there to fight over a drug war. You can actually watch it on video, friends. Them going through building after building after building after building. You know what they're protecting, friends? Opium. And you sit back and justify another war. Was it your son that died? Was it your uncle that died? Was it your brother that died? Probably not. I want you to listen, friends, that concerning how this was sold to you. Again, we know how it was sold to us, I should say, shouldn't say. But what I am saying is that the American people have been misled for two decades over Afghanistan. And we know what it's about. It's a drug war. I want to bring it over to Barack Hussein Obama really quick because I want you to hear. What's interesting here, friends, is you know how they put them up as arch enemies in the face of the American people, and then once they get in office, you find out they're best of friends, and they're pushing forth the same agenda, just like the current administration is. I want you to listen carefully to Barack Hussein Obama in Brussels and in Europe. Listen to this.
The view that America is part of what has gone wrong in our world, rather than a force to help us make it right, has become all too common. Yes, there have been differences between America and Europe. No doubt there will be differences in the future. But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. A change of leadership in Washington will not lift this burden. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more.
Required to do more, not less.
Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice.
Not a choice.
It is the only way.
It's the only way.
The one way.
The one way.
To protect our common security.
To
advance our common humanity.
Listen to that, friends. He just told you exactly what it's about. Isn't there more to that? Oh, there was more to that, where he said there was no other way. He also talked about how we need an international order, just like that of his predecessors, friends. Again, so you need to understand that the order out of chaos, the way to detect what's going on in truth is who profits from the chaos that's been created. And if you want to know who's responsible for it as well, friends, is just look to the politicians because they're the ones being paid. They go in, they make $400,000 a year as a president, and they walk out, and guess what? They're millionaires. How many times over? When are you going to figure it out?
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.